Hello, welcome to the Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. I am honored that you have chosen to join us again this week. Today, we are going to look at sovereignty. What is sovereignty? It can be defined as authority, as we see in Psalms chapter 103, verse 19, in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 3, and in Daniel chapter 11, verse 4. Let's look at these scriptures. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Psalm chapter 103, verse 19. But as soon as he has arisen, his kingdom will be broken up and parceled out toward the four points of the compass, though not to his own descendants, nor according to his authority which he wielded. For his sovereignty will be uprooted and given to others besides them. Daniel chapter 11 verse 4. And in Isaiah chapter 17 verse 3 we see the fortified city will disappear from Ephraim and sovereignty from Damascus and the remnant of Aram. They will be like the glory of the sons of Israel, declares the Lord of hosts. Sovereignty is a state of being rather than an activity. Leadership is a passive expression of human dignity which has nothing of its own except that which it receives from the other six notions. On the other hand, sovereignty manifests and actualizes the character and majesty of the human spirit. It is the very fiber of what makes us human. When love, discipline, compassion, endurance, and humility are properly channeled into the psyche through bonding, the result is sovereignty. Bonding nurtures us and allows our sovereignty to surface and flourish. Sovereignty is a sense of belonging, knowing that you matter and that you make a difference, that you have the ability to be a proficient leader in your own right. It gives you independence and confidence, a feeling of certainty and authority. When a mother lovingly cradles her child in her hands, and the child's eyes meet the mother's affectionate eyes, the child receives the message that I am wanted and needed in this world. I have a comfortable place where I will always be loved. I have nothing to fear. I feel like a king. Or I feel like a queen in my heart. This is sovereignty, kingship. Healthy sovereignty is always kind and loving. An effective leader needs to be warm and considerate. Does my sovereignty make me more loving? Do I exercise my authority and leadership in a caring manner? Do I impose my authority on others? Examine the discipline of your sovereignty and leadership. Although sovereignty is loving, it needs to be balanced with discipline. Effective leadership is built on authority and discipline. There is another factor in the discipline of sovereignty, and that is determining the area in which you have jurisdiction and authority. So do I recognize when I am not in authority? Do I exercise authority in unwarranted situations? Am I aware of my limitations as well as my strengths? Do I respect the authority of others? Dignity also needs discipline. A dignified person needs to have a degree of reserve. Examine the compassion of sovereignty. A good leader is a compassionate one. Is my compassion compromised because of my authority? Do I realize that an integral part of my dignity is compassion? Harmony is critical for successful leadership. Do I manage a smooth running operation? Am I organized? Do I give clear instruction to my subordinates? Do I have difficulty delegating power? Does my organization work as a team? Do we have frequent staff meetings to coordinate our goals and efforts? A person's dignity and a leader's success is tested by his endurance level. will and determination reflect the power and majesty of the human spirit, the strength of one's sovereignty. How determined am I in reaching my goal? How strong is my conviction to fight for a dignified cause? How confident am I in myself? Is my lack of endurance a result of my low self-esteem? Do I mask my insecurities by finding other excuses for my low-end endurance level? Sovereignty is God's gift to each individual. Humility of sovereignty is the humble appreciation of this exceptional gift. Does my sovereignty and independence humble me? Am I an arrogant leader? Do I appreciate the special qualities I was blessed with? Examine the bonding aspect of your sovereignty. Healthy independence should not prevent you from bonding with another person. On the contrary, self-confidence allows you to respect and trust another's sovereignty and ultimately bond with them. And that bond will strengthen your own sovereignty rather than sacrifice it. Does my sovereignty prevent me from bonding? Could that be because of deeper insecurities than I am aware of? Do I recognize the fact that a bonding reflects on lack of self-confidence in my own sovereignty? Do I talk to the one with whom I bond and discuss my fears that bonding will compromise my boundaries? Examine the sovereignty of your sovereignty. Does it come from deep-rooted inner confidence in myself, or is it just a put-on to mask my insecurity? Does that cause my sovereignty to be excessive? Am I aware of my uniqueness as a person, of my personal contribution? Take a moment and concentrate on yourself, on your true inner self, not on your performance, not on how you project to others. And be at peace with yourself, knowing that God created a very special person, which is you. This series that we have done the last several weeks has been a lot of self-reflection. I'm sure you may have noticed how many times we have asked questions which contain the word I. The purpose of this series has been to help us apply God's Word to our lives and to help us see ourselves as God sees us. I pray it's been a blessing to you and that it has spoken abundant life into you. Let's pray now. Father, I thank you for each one that is listening to this podcast at this moment. I thank you for the seed of time that they have sown, for this 10 minutes or so that they have given up to receive your word, to receive your message spoken through a willing vessel. Father, I pray that these words that are spoken are deeply rooted within them and that it helps them see themselves not as the world sees them, but Lord, as you see them, as significant, as valuable, as loved. Father, I ask you to send them a harvest for this seed of time that they have graciously handed over. Send that harvest and bless them, Father. Father, I thank you for these words that you've spoken through me. And I pray, Lord, that they are evidenced in my life, that I don't have to go around constantly saying, I do this and I do this and I do this, but that people see your word working in my life, working through my actions, through my words, through my life. And may the same be said for those that are listening. May they be able to apply this message to their lives, and it be a light into a dark world. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Lord, If there is one that is listening to the sound of my voice that does not have a relationship with Jesus, then right now I ask them to pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you died for me and that you rose again on the third day. I confess I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sin. I receive your eternal life. Confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and supernatural love for others. Father, I ask you to bring that to each of us. Bring each of us peace, joy, and supernatural love for others. As you bless us, may we bless others. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray this series has been a blessing to you. Please join us again next week for The Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. Between now and next Wednesday, I encourage you to visit the other podcasts that Brother Dave posts. I'm sure you will be just as blessed through them. God bless you, and if given the opportunity, be a blessing to someone else. Until next Wednesday, this is Regina Sanders saying, God bless you.